Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 27th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has released iOS 14.7.1 to the public exactly 1 week after the release of iOS 14.7. The update addresses a problem that some users had faced after updating to iOS 14.7, where their iPhone did not automatically unlock their Apple Watch. In a support document, Apple explained that when you have Unlock with iPhone turned on, unlocking your iPhone unlocks your Apple Watch as long as you're wearing it. But with iOS 14.7, there was a bug affecting iPhones with Touch ID that would prevent them from unlocking an Apple Watch. Apple had promised an update for this issue, and that is exactly what iOS 14.7.1 is. Apple also says iOS 14.7.1 addresses a security vulnerability that may have been actively exploited in the wild. Because of this vulnerability, an application may have been able to execute arbitrary code with kernel privileges, and Apple addressed the problem with improved memory handling to fix a memory corruption bug. iOS 14.7.1 is available via an over-the-air update in the Settings app, and Apple has also released iPadOS 14.7.1 and macOS 11.5.1. In other news today, Apple is not releasing hard data on how well Apple TV Plus is doing, but the company has told Deadline that the premiere of Ted Lasso Season 2 marked new records for viewership. Because of Season 2 of Ted Lasso's premiere on Friday, Apple TV Plus set new records for viewership on a single day and viewership across the weekend. Apple says that 6 times more people watched the Season 2 premiere over the weekend than when the first season launched last year. Apple also said that streams of other shows on the platform increased as people came to watch Ted Lasso and then explored what else Apple TV Plus has to offer. This included viewership increases for original comedy series Schmigadoon, Mythic Quest, and Physical. Apple TV Plus is releasing new episodes of Ted Lasso on a weekly basis, so the company is spreading things out over a 3-month period, during which Apple is coincidentally also launching other major shows, including the second season of The Morning Show, the sci-fi series Foundation, a current affairs series hosted by Jon Stewart, and the Sundance Award-winning movie, Coda. So Apple is surely hoping that the halo effect of Ted Lasso means users will check out these other shows when they go to the Apple TV app every Friday. Rounding out today, Bloomberg is reporting that Apple has plans to bring Face ID to the Mac within a couple of years. The report also says that Apple plans to bring Face ID to the iPhone SE, as well as non-Pro iPads. Currently, Apple uses Face ID on the iPhone and the iPad Pro, and the only reason it isn't doing so on the lower-end iPhone SE and iPads is to cut costs while still offering security in the form of Touch ID. On the Mac, this isn't the first time we've heard that Apple is working to bring Face ID to macOS. In the macOS Big Sur beta last year, 9to5Mac found references to the True Depth camera system, suggesting that Apple is working to bring facial recognition to its computers. macOS Big Sur also contains references to Pearl Camera, which is the internal codename that Apple uses for the Face ID camera. The Bloomberg report also says that a camera embedded in the screen would help differentiate Apple's devices by eliminating the notch at the top. Ming-Chi Kuo has reported that this is something that could happen as soon as 2022. So to recap, Bloomberg's report says that Face ID is coming to the Mac, the iPad Air, and the iPhone SE, all within the next couple of years. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.